Tune into 94.9 The Fan this Saturday for Vanderbilt football. The Commodores, fresh off their upset win against Alabama last weekend, will take on Kentucky with pregame beginning at 5 and kickoff at 6:45. Coverage is also available on 94.9 The Fan app and at thegamenashville.com. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you. And on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, Kevin Bowen, radio host at 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis, is here to join us to discuss the upcoming matchup between the Titans and the Colts. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. So I would love to know, Kevin, what the level of discourse is like in Indianapolis around Anthony Richardson. Because as you might expect, around here, a lot of the talk surrounding Will Levis, it's not so bright and sunny with Will Levis. And Anthony Richardson this season, statistically, has struggled, but we have seen flashes of his brilliant talent. He did not play last week. He is expected to play on Sunday. But what is the level of conversation around Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis amongst Colts fans?
Boy, how long do you have? I would say it is it's complicated. I guess it's one therapy session to the other and me talking to you guys. So yeah, I think it's difficult. You know, certainly he has taken a step back in his play this year. There's no denying that. And again, we're talking about really brief sample sizes, 170 some snaps last year. I think he's like at 150 something this year. So again, very small sample sizes, but the turnover numbers are much, much higher this year. He really didn't turn the ball over a lot at all in that rookie year. And then this year, that's probably been the most alarming thing. And the completion percentage has gone down rather noticeably. I think it's about 9 or 10 percentage points from last season. So, you know, those are the big time question marks. His last time out, he was only out there for a quarter plus, but he led two very impressive drives against the Pittsburgh Steelers and showed off dual threat ability. And then next thing you know, he gets hurt. So you have the questions of him on the field. You have the injury questions. So that's why it is complicated, because there's so many different angles to where you're at. But the Colts, very much like the Titans, seems like if healthy, when healthy, and I assume he'll give it a go on Sunday, he is the starter and there's no quarterback controversy with Joe Flacco.
It's exactly the same tone that Titans coach Brian Callahan is taking. He said it immediately after the Titans win against the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago, that when healthy, Will Levis is the starting quarterback, despite the fact that Mason Rudolph came in and was efficient enough to lead the Titans to their first win. But here's the question for you, Kevin. In your mind, which quarterback gives the Colts a better chance to win right now? Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco, who, despite losing last week against the Jaguars, had a really good game, 3 passing touchdowns?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you like literally said, hey, they're playing a game tomorrow, and you didn't give context of who the opponent was or who the opposing quarterback was, you know, maybe it is Flacco in a very small sample size, but there's going to be some limitations there. And yes, you know, the Colts put up 34 points last week. They also had a 40-minute stretch with only 3 points in the game. It was kind of these late game, you know, borderline Hail Mary type of heroics to get them back into it. And outside of that, they just had that opening touchdown drive there. And again, they did it against Jacksonville, arguably the worst passing defense in the league. So I think you have to add a little bit of context there. With Richardson, certainly you get a multiple element to your offense. And to ignite a run game, you know, last week their run game was really non-existent without Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson. They kind of had to do some outside-of-the-box things. They had a throwback with A.D. Mitchell, kind of a throwback screen to try and create some big plays. So certainly Flacco has the ability to carry a, you know, passing game burden, a heavy passing game burden. But again, your offense is probably not going to be as high of a ceiling. It might have a much higher floor, but it probably doesn't have as high of a ceiling. So that's probably how you look at it. You know, honestly, a debate or a thought that I've had this week, and probably isn't what your listening audience wants to hear, but I think the Colts walk into this game with the two best quarterbacks in the game. You know, obviously you can't play two, so it doesn't really matter, but that's kind of how I look at Richardson and Flacco. Obviously, this year Richardson's had the turnover issues. I think if you ask the Colts right now, that would be their biggest worry. If you can get rid of the turnovers, you can live with a little bit of the inaccuracy because, again, he does bring such a leg element to the game and certainly can throw it down the field.
We're talking with Kevin Bowen, 107.5, the Fan there in Indianapolis. Now, Kevin, you just brought up, and you've been talking about the quarterback situation, and obviously we're going through sort of the same thing. And our question is, or at least my question is, with the Titans and also Indianapolis, how long do you continue to put your young quarterback out there before you lose the team? That's what we're trying to figure out here in Nashville, because it seems like Shane Steichen is taking the same approach that Brian Callahan is. He's our quarterback. Well, I understand that, but you also got 51 other guys in that locker room that are busting their tails trying to get a victory, and it seems like your quarterback hasn't done the things necessary to help out.
Yeah, obviously it's a great question. I'll speak from the Colts side of it, because I think the Titans situation is slightly different. But, you know, in a way, with what the Colts did in April of last year, drafting 4 overall, they told everybody that we're going to need some patience. Mm-hmm. This is really the rawest quarterback, I would say, in the history of the NFL, been taken in round 1. I mean, if you look at his sheer playing time numbers in college, you just don't find one-year starters who didn't, like, do crazy stuff. You know, he was a 500 quarterback, and his stats weren't, you know, eye-popping. So that's what they said. And again, in this market, since Andrew Luck's retirement, it's been 7 wins with Jacoby Brissett, 11 wins with Phillip Rivers, 9 wins with Carson Wentz, the awful season with Matt Ryan and Nick Foles, et cetera, et cetera. You know, 9 wins last year with Gardner Minshew. So they have done a version of the 7, 8, 9, again, 11 wins with Rivers. They've done that with a variety of, you know, band-aid veteran quarterbacks. Everyone has described them. I would think Joe Flacco at 39 years old probably falls into that boat. So I even think if you ask the locker room, you know, some of them would be like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess we have tried the veteran and the band-aid stuff, so I get what we're doing here. But sure, you're asking, you know, DeForest Buckner and Quentin Nelson and a lot of these guys, Kenny Moore, a lot of these guys to have some patience. But that was the message that they, whether they said it out loud or not, they certainly said with their actions back last April of, all right, we're going to draft this very, very unique prospect. It's going to take some time. But, you know, if Josh Allen in Buffalo was bailed on 7 or 8 games into it, where would the Bills be? You know, to a different degree, if Jalen Hurts, because those are the two comps I feel like we hear the most, Richardson, you know, if Jalen Hurts was bailed on 7 or 8 games into his career, you know, where would they, you know, obviously the Eagles wouldn't have gotten to the Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's where we are in Indy of, like, again, I can't speak for Levis as a second-round pick with a new coaching staff in Tennessee. This was the coaching staff that Shane Steichen drafted him. They took him 4 overall. I'd be stunned if this Richardson experiment, barring injury, you know, didn't include, I would say, kind of at least of a 2-year commitment of playing time, if not longer.
Now, Kevin, what are the problems on defense in regard to their third down? Because they're giving up, as a defense, teams are capitalizing on 46% of their third downs. And you know as well as I know, you can't win games if you can't stop teams on third down. So is it just as much as what they're not doing on first and second that makes it third and short, or is it more than that?
Yeah, I think it is more. And honestly, the defense has been pretty complicated this year. They allowed, in the first 2 weeks of the season, they allowed Joe Mixon his most rushing yards in 3 years, Josh Jacobs his most rushing yards in 2 years. So through the first 2 games, I think the Colts have given up 470-some rushing yards, the most any NFL team had given up to start a season since 1978. So it was a historically bad start to stopping the run. And then weeks 3 and 4, you know, Caleb Williams and Justin Fields, they put up some eye-popping kind of passing numbers. They stopped the run really well. But then Jacksonville just found a great balance last week. No pass rush whatsoever. It was the second time in 5 weeks the Colts have not hit or sacked the opposing quarterback. So the issues right now are multiple. It is a little bit of personnel. DeForest Buckner, for example, is on injured reserve, and he's such a key piece to them. It looks like they'll get Kenny Moore and Quiddy Pay back this week. Those are two important guys to their defense. Tackling has been an issue, I would say, that on third down. You know, this is the defense of Gus Bradley that they will give up stuff underneath. their thought process is, we'll tackle and you won't drive 12 plays and 80 yards. Well, when you miss tackles, you obviously are letting three turn into eight or three turn into 10, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That can really hurt you as well. So it's a very inexperienced secondary. The front seven should be a lot better. Again, they've dealt with some injuries, but certainly the defensive issues are more than just one thing right now.
We're talking to Kevin Bowen, 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis. We're breaking down Colts and Titans coming up on Sunday. Can you give us maybe, Kevin, the latest on the injury front? You just mentioned a couple of key guys on defense. I know we've been reading a lot about the receivers and what that does to their depth and game plan.
Yeah, I actually just got off the practice field. The open media viewing was taking place, and then Shane Steichen will meet the media here at the top of the hour, so we'll get some clarity on that here in a bit. But Michael Pittman Jr. and Josh Downs were both practicing, which the Pittman Jr. one was surprising. I think Adam Schefter reported earlier in the week that he was going to miss, you know, probably multiple games due to a lingering back injury. So, you know, typically if guys are practicing on a Friday, that means they've got a chance to play in the game. So to see Pittman Jr. out there was a surprise. Downs is a very key slot player for this team. He's been great in the last couple of games. He missed about a month and a half due to an ankle injury during training camp, but he is a really, really important slot guy to them. He was practicing after a toe injury last week. So I think Jonathan Taylor will not play. Outside of that, I think they'll have a lot of hands on deck that at the start of the week it looked pretty iffy on. Again, getting a couple guys back on defense. They're starting right guard. Will Fries did suffer a season-ending injury last Friday, but they'll get Ryan Kelly, their center back, it looks like. And it looks like Anthony Richardson will give it a go this week.
It's so interesting. You think back to some of these matchups between these two teams. They're always so critical to a team season. And last year, I think the Colts, you might agree, Kevin, scrapped their way into contention. And a big reason they were in contention late was the two games against the Titans that they found ways to win in very tight type of games that could have gone either way. So it just illustrates how important this matchup is.
Yeah, you know, you think back to that first meeting last year at Lucas Oil Stadium. That was when Richardson suffered the season-ending injury. It was Zach Moss ripped off a big run on third and one. That was a big play in that game. Tennessee still had chances late. But, you know, that game is probably remembered, at least in our market, more for Richardson's, you know, final game as a rookie. And then the second meeting, you know, that was the wild, I think it was two block punts, if I'm thinking correctly, in that game. One of them was the crazy, like they tackled what's your punter's name, Ryan
Stonehouse.
Yeah.
That was very traumatic for him and for the special teams coach. The next day got fired, or 2 days later, I guess.
That was right. Yep. That was right. And of course, Cole Anderson has had some memories here in Indy. So yeah, that was just a crazy sequence. Obviously, the game goes into overtime, the whole thing. So, you know, again, we as covers of the Colts are in this market. We're used to the Colts really running the AFC South. You know, at one point they had won 16 straight divisional games with Andrew Luck. You know, they've won 9 division titles since the inception of the new division format in 2002. And right now the Colts have only won 4 of their last 15 games in the division. Lost last week, lost the opener to Houston. So certainly to have any sort of chance, and I probably speak for both teams here, of rewriting this early start to the season, both of these teams need it, and it's weird to talk about that with a road game, but I think the Colts have kind of positioned themselves in that area when you consider what the schedule looks like in the month of November for them.
Kevin Bowen, radio host at 107.5, The Fan in Indianapolis, joining us here on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donna. Kevin, thank you so much for talking to us, and enjoy the game this weekend.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. Kevin Bowen from Indianapolis. Interesting to hear him talk about how Colts fans and Colts observers talk about Anthony Richardson the way we all talk about Will Levis. There are a lot of similarities there. I found that to be very interesting. 615-737-1025. So we've done a lot of evaluation of the Titans this season, of course. We've talked a lot about Will Levis. We've talked a lot about the offensive line. We've talked a lot about the secondary and Jeffrey Simmons, but I feel like there's one person we haven't evaluated a quarter of the way through the season. We will do that next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.